We take a walk. The sun is shining.
There we are. On the Dudley Stephan Good Day program, I'm Doug, just a pawn in the circle of life. Is that how the...
Like Mongo. Goes?
Mongo, yes, exactly. Mongo Jerry, pretty soon here with summertime. Summer is coming, although you can't tell that by the spring storms blowing through much of the Midwest and the Mid-South yesterday. A lot of people are talking about that. 4 inches of rain in an area near Birmingham, Alabama. In a 12-hour period, that is a lot of rain. A lot of rain. You see the pictures. The news media is full of these pictures of people going around first story of their homes, pretty much all flooded out. That's the hardest thing when you see your possessions get all, you know, you leave them, and it's almost better if you never go back, because when you go back, it's such a mess.
Yeah, you have to see them ruined.
And rip the houses apart. You know what that's all about, Jennifer. Your father went through having to basically tear his house down and rebuild it after the mold, which came not even, well, it was a self-inflicted wound.
It's the threat of the mold. I mean, you know, with all the, he had a flood from his upstairs bathroom, and But I had my mom's friend's house burned down, and that's so tragic, because she'd go through, and there'd be certain things that were touched, and then other things that were just torched.
All right, let's bring people up to date on a lot of the things. Rich McFadden here at the controls in our studio in Washington. Always happy to have his presence. Roberta, queen of drama and queen of cheap, with yet another, my God, this woman. She has more stuff now. Her house almost blew away in Rhode Island. She had to go up there.
She had a door, a storm door, blow off and crash through one of her windows.
Yeah. All right. So there's a maybe tomorrow. She'll
unbelievable.
Be Ken Kessler monitoring social media. He's the most stable of any of us. Thanks for being here, Kenny. Nice to have you here. The story of Oscar Pistorius, who says he was besotted with Miss Dean Kent. What does that word mean? Besotted?
Besotted.
Besotted.
It's a great word, though.
It is.
How do you spell it?
B-E-S-O-T-T-E-D. I'm besotted with Ms. Steenkamp. There were a number of text messages that were revealed yesterday.
Infatuated, smitten with.
Right, smitten.
In love with.
Yeah, exactly.
Head over heels in love with.
Yeah.
Obsessed.
Right. And this is the kind of story Jennifer loves. She's more on top of some of these things. And
I don't love this story, actually.
It's not
sad.
Loving this story. It is a sad story, but it's still something that you seem to be attracted to.
No, I just happened to see a little bit of it on TV last night. I was just very sucked in by the emotion and the anxiety. And so I have the defense is doing a good job by putting him up there because, like I was telling Doug and Kenrich in the last, earlier on, he would walk after that testimony in United States court like that, and he'd be way famous. He'd have a book. He'd have a TV show. I mean, it was like, it was a good performance. You really believed him, but at the same time, we know he killed somebody, so I think maybe he might be cuckoo. I don't know.
Speaking of TV, Jennifer, as the television report in the next half hour, focus on Barbara Wawa.
Wah, wah, wah.
I want to leave.
You don't have to watch her. Wah, wah, too much longer.
So you do not want to miss Jennifer's exclusive TV report.
Okay. Let's see here. Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin dealing well with their... What's
conscious uncoupling.
That's what it is. Okay.
Got to get that right, Dougie. That's a new term.
Apparently, they had an open... Well, we've talked about this a number of times. They spend a weekend... Or is it Will Smith and Jada Pinkett?
I think you used to say they had an open relationship, but no one's confirmed that. They haven't said that they had that situation.
They are physically separated and emotionally separated. They have been doing things apart quite comfortably. Nobody thought it was unusual, and now the rumor in today's New York Post suggesting he had an affair with an assistant who was on SNL that he met when he was there while he was married to Gwyneth. But if they had that open relationship, why would that be an issue?
Right, that's what I'm saying. I don't think that it's common knowledge that it was open, because if it were, then why would she be upset if he was with this other girl?
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, Kirstie Alley. We're doing People in the News, by the way, in case you didn't get that drift. Kirstie Alley is now going to sell Jenny Craig again. She wants to lose 30 pounds or something. Is that...
Yeah, well, she was the first celebrity spokesperson for Jenny Craig, I think, about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And she's the one that brought Valerie Bertinelli into the mix. And Jenny dropped her pretty quickly after she lost her weight.
Yeah.
But now they've taken her back. And I actually saw the first commercial on TV last night when I was putzing around. And she's on a phone talking to Jenny. And she says, not hugely fat. I just have 20 or 30 pounds to lose. And I want my counselor back. And I want the delicious food. And will you help me? And
I want my MAPO.
So is it good advertising for them if she yo-yos?
I didn't think so, because you want permanent weight loss, but I think it's realistic. I mean, how many people have lost 70 pounds and then started to inch back and gained 30 back, and then all of a sudden you're like, well, I want to make sure I catch that before it gets too far.
All right, Richie has news on the Reverend Al Sharpton, who is...
You mean Special Agent Al Sharpton?
It's not a special agent. It's confidential informant.
Really?
Number 7.
Snitch.
What's he doing?
CI number 7. Well, if you go to the Smoking Gun blog site this morning, you'll see a story that says Al Sharpton became an informant for the FBI after he was caught on tape with a drug kingpin discussing cocaine deals.
Really?
So the feds threatened him with charges unless he flipped and snitched on his mafia acquaintances.
Really?
They say Sharpton, in an interview with the Daily News on Monday, says, "You guys are making way too much out of this. That's not what happened at all. I did help the FBI, but it was only after I was threatened by the crime family for trying to get more African Americans jobs in the unions and the business fields."
You wanted more African Americans to get mafia jobs?
Yes, exactly. But if you read the Smoking Gun report, I mean, they say that the FBI targeted Al Sharpton because he was connected to everybody.
What a
and
story.
They wanted to be in with him. They say he had conversations touching on mob hits, extortion schemes, activities from the Genovese crime boss, Vincent the Chin Gigante.
the Chin.
He said...
sure, he's not Chinese.
He had face-to-face meetings.
Sure, you wouldn't be laughing if the chin was in front of you, Dougie.
I know. So, of course, I mean, Al Sharpton would be like, I didn't do any of this. I don't know what you guys are talking about because, these guys are still around.
Right. All right, well, it's nice to know Al Sharpton is in our service and on our side.
He says he didn't do none of it.
All right, coming up,
I'm out of
speaking
it.
Of the Reverend Sharpton, another reverend in the news, 14 after the hour here on Good Day.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, man, like,
I was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston Massive, Wisconsin.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of 4 select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
When you had to write a paper on Abraham Lincoln, you didn't write it the night before it was due.
You wrote it on the way to school that morning. And sure, it had bus handwriting, but you had one heck of a weekend. Deadlines have never scared you. They're dead. What can they do? And now you've only got a few days left to do your taxes, and you're not even breaking a sweat. Because you know you can get on TurboTax whenever you want, answer a few questions about your year, and finish your taxes at the exact minute you planned. The last minute. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to Intuit.TurboTaxPreparationList.com.
All right, so we were talking a moment or two ago here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Rich, Roberta, not here. Jennifer, you're here.
I'm here, yes.
Ken's here. About Reverend Al Sharpton. So let's move back into the world of the former... he was always a reverend. Reverend Fred Phelps, who is now has assumed room temperature or temperature of dirt, one or the other. But that has not stopped the followers of fashionable Mr. Phelps.
Well, his daughter had taken it over a few years ago.
Yep. So yesterday,
the Sarah Phelps, I believe,
they showed up at the Central Junior High School in Moore, Oklahoma. I'm sorry, it was on Sunday, not yesterday. It was Monday. The people of Moore had none of it, however. They're referred to as the hate group. They were waving their trademark God Hates Fags signs in the rain. Hundreds of people lined up across the road to stand together against the Westboro Baptist Church. Story at DougSteffen.com today.
I am surprised somebody from this church has not been
just taken out.
Or worse.
This is the town. Remember last year, Moore, Oklahoma, hit by the tornadoes. The school has been housing the elementary students, this particular school, Plaza Towers, since the disaster. On their website, the church explained that they believe the tornado is an example of God's wrath. So the people in town, a lady named Amanda Eccles, an example, said, quote, "This is sickening. It's just innocent children that lost lives, and it's sickening for these people to even think the way they do." They had a permit. The Westboro Baptist Church people had a permit to picket for a half hour on a Sunday afternoon. They stayed for 8 minutes before getting into their cars and driving away. The residents
8 minutes?
Began.
That's it?
Yeah, that was their complete time.
Well, the townsfolk sort of chased
drove
them out.
Right. Yeah, they drove them out, which is what that should happen. If these people show up,
so people
that's
should
what
do.
To do is get drive them out.
Well, right. Reverend Phelps were there, he would have said the same thing to them that he said to you.
You don't need me. You're just a loudmouth blasphemer who hates God and the Bible, and you want to use me as a punching bag.
And you know what? It would have been a nice experience had you not chickened out, you coward.
Oh, yeah, no, that's when he did this.
Have a nice day. That's when I did that, right? Yeah.
This guy is a wacko.
Let's try him again.
All right. And we
that
did
was Jack Roberts
that
on
was
there.
Jack
that was Jack. Yep, Jack passed away as well. Joined Fred Phelps.
I'm pretty sure they're hanging out on opposite sides of the spectrum, if you know what I mean.
Let's hope
they're
that's
the heaven and hell spectrum.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Although Jack might be somewhere in the middle.
He'll be having fun wherever he is.
That's true. Right. All right. We have appropriate versus inappropriate in the next half hour of Good Day. Plus, the feds try to ruin my cow's happy hour. Update on that situation. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
The Voice, Jennifer, did you watch this?
Last night? No.
No, you got a DVR to watch next week.
I go to bed at night, sir.
All right. What about you, Richie?
There was a basketball game on last night I was watching.
Oh, the UConn guys beat the other guys?
Yes.
All right, okay.
Yeah, otherwise known as Kentucky.
That's it. I just knew UConn won, and that was pretty...
They got a well-controlled game. But it was close. It was a good game.
This is a team... What is this? Team Usher's Melissa Jimenez and the Music Box. Huh? One of the competitors is called Music Box on The Voice?
Her name is Music Box. And Blake really? Shelton's so funny, he's like, Miss Box? That is hysterically funny.
This is called Girl on Fire. Crank this up, Richie, will you? Although it sounds like all the rest of it. All right, enough. This is garbage. That's terrible.
Let me guess, he didn't save Music Box.
He did not. He made Melissa Jimenez
mistake,
as the round winner. All right, next round, Team Blake's Kayla Glanton and Ryan White Malone singing Easy. I'm looking for a good song here. Kenny, what can you tell us about this song, or Jennifer, or Richie?
You were expecting Lionel Richie, maybe? Because I'm easy.
Oh, that's what this song is.
No, it's not.
What is this song?
I don't know. You guys are horrible.
Oh, like
that. That's what it is. Yeah.
This is terrible, too.
Yeah.
All right, so Blake chose Ryan to win that round. Okay, next up, Team Adams, Jake Barker, and Brittany Kamel singing Climax from The Voice last night. This is terrible this week. Song choice. Anybody like this?
Well, I mean, it's not music.
Okay.
It's not songs we know.
Yeah,
so
we just don't know the song.
Yeah, just because we don't know it.
We're just not hip and happening.
Well, I mean, but we're representing people who are in the audience in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s.
But they want the 20s.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they'll do 1 week for you and another week for Jennifer and another week for...
So does that mean I need to go find somebody that's a co-host who's in their 20s to be on this?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I used to be your girl, but
yeah,
darn
Jennifer,
it, if I didn't get old.
We're going to have to trade you in for younger.
In my 8 years here.
By the way, Adam chose Jake Barker as the winner there. Next round from Team Usher, Bria Kelly and Madeline Page. I'll Stand By You. Let's see if we recognize this or like it. Go ahead, Richie. It's the best thing we've heard so far this morning, I think, isn't it? I don't mind this. Anybody, I mean, minded for What do you think? Yes,
a ringing endorsement.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah,
I think it's okay.
Yeah. All right, so people understand how the process works. Here's Usher trying to figure out who's going to win.
Today, while the performance may have not been the greatest, I think that you've learned a lot. Confidence, Madeline, I felt like you came out here and you gave it your all. In terms of control, Bria, there were a few slight issues at the top of the song, but eventually you got control of it. And you guys are young, and there's so much more to learn in time. I just got to select one of the two of you to teach.
Usher, who's the winner of this battle?
Man, I got to go with my gut. This is really tough.
Gutting it.
Oh, man, this is... I don't know. That's some nonsense. I shouldn't have put you two together because now I got to choose one of you.
Bad decision here. I got to make one.
I got to make one. I don't know what I'm going to do.
So for the winner,
yeah, the winner,
this battle round.
It's so hard.
I select.
Green Hadley.
Nobody.
Bria Kelly.
All right. And then Blake took
Madeline Page. Yeah, people like her.
28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. According to a recent study, over 62% of dogs over the age of 10 will experience at least some type of symptoms, which could include cognitive dysfunction. Now, some of the signs you need to look for are confusion or disorientation. The dog may get lost in his own backyard, get trapped in corners, or even behind furniture. Pacing and being awake all night, or a change in sleeping patterns. Loss of house training abilities. A previously house trained dog may not remember and may urinate or defecate where he normally would never. Decreased activity level. Decreased attentiveness or staring into space, as well as not recognizing friends or even family members. But the good news, there's a lot of research that's been done with cognitive dysfunction. Have a conversation with your veterinarian. There are natural as well as medicines on the market that you can use that may bring that memory back at least a little bit. So if your dog does suffer with cognitive dysfunction, have a conversation with your vet. It can make all the difference. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
Malaysia Flight 370 disappeared. Ships are scrambling around to try to find those signals that they heard over the weekend. No luck, no such luck. The orange boxes may still have a little power. The water there is, what, 3-4 miles deep? So what are you going to find there? They're about 1,000 miles. Those of you who are following this, looking at a map, trying to reacquire these signals, about 1,000 miles off the coast of Perth, Australia, trying to pinpoint the location, and a cyclone, 160 mile an hour winds.
Wow.
I mean, I'm laughing about it because it's this whole thing is so petty. So it's all foolishness. It really is. It's just complete and utter nonsense. They keep looking around, trying to come up with an answer. And there is, I was talking to a friend of mine who's very sensitive yesterday. She said the same thing that I didn't know that I had said, that I thought the plane was on the ground. She said the same thing. So anyway, people keep talking about it. Kenny, is there anything worth our attention in facebook.com/Good Day or Twitter at Good Day Show?
About the plane?
Yeah.
Let's
I don't
see.
Want to encourage you or them, but there's something there worth a moment or two.
Well, Meg says this plane search has only showed us that the world's oceans are full of trash.
Yep. Got that.
You know, the other thing that this will do is you're going to see within the next year or two streaming, downloadable black box information. They, instead of keeping this information locked in that box on that plane that crashes, and
somebody
when we have
in, figure
the
out
technology, it's so easy just to have that black box just send the information back somewhere.
Yeah.
So that if this happens again, we can say, okay, here is where it last was, and you will not be able to turn it off.
Mm-hmm. All right, speaking of technology, today, those of you who have used Windows XP for, what, the last 20 years? How long has XP been around?
No.
Close. No.
No.
Probably like,
nine
what,
years.
10 years?
Yeah.
Really, it seemed like longer ago than that.
Years.
20 years ago, we were playing Pong.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, anyway, it goes back to before September 11th. That much I know. So your XP computer doesn't blow up today. It does mean that support for Microsoft from Microsoft ceases today. I went through to make sure that none of my computers had any XP on them, and they do not.
How much did it cost you to make sure of that? Did you have to upgrade any computers?
$175. Actually, no. Because I have Microsoft 7 pretty much on everything.
Pretty much you can still operate your computer. It just leaves you more vulnerable to viruses.
Yeah, exactly.
Attack,
spyware,
right?
And viruses, yeah. And malware.
But
is it
only
malware?
For now, there are several companies that are already looking at ways to take this over and support XP.
Yeah. What do you pronounce it? Malware?
Malware.
Yeah. Malware.
Like
okay.
Malware.
Malware.
So if you run into any kind of snag, you can't call Microsoft. But as Kenny suggested, entrepreneurialism being what it is, there'll be somebody who'll come up with a way to support it. But if it's not a seamless thing, Kenny, then what's the point? Because most everybody will have canceled or knocked off their XP unless this outfit were ready to go to business today. What's going to be the point?
Well, a lot of people just won't be able to afford to. You either have to pay, I think the cheapest is $79 to upgrade, or you have to get a new computer.
Uh-huh.
And there will be people who can't afford to do that. So these other companies, there are several that are trying to work out the details so that they can take this over. It will be a good deal for them.
All right.
Hey, you know what we need to do here, Dudley?
What do we need to do,
while we're talking about Facebook, is we need to pick somebody to win our iLab Bluetooth speaker.
Right.
I'm excited.
We do. All right, explain what this is about, Richie, what this actually is that this person's going to win.
We have an iLab Bluetooth speaker, which also is for musicians, where you can plug an instrument, a guitar, a bass, a microphone, and sing through. And the cool thing about this thing is not only can you stream music from your Bluetooth device, like your iPhone or your Samsung phone, but you can also plug your guitar into it, and it's also got a internal battery in it, so you can just charge it up. Mine sits on my end table in my bedroom, and when this weekend I was cleaning the garage, I just unplugged it, took it down to the garage, and I've got 10 hours worth of battery life. Just started playing music out of my phone, and then boom, there it was. It's a $300 speaker from IK Multimedia. It's very, very cool. And Jennifer, I need your help.
Okay.
I've got all of the people. We asked everybody to go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show or Doug Steffen, and like our post about the iLoud speaker. I need you to pick a number between 1 and 112.
Oh, gosh, the pressure is so hard. Okay, ready? Lucky 75!
75!
I'm going to make him have to count.
I know, now I got to go.
Oh, you need a number of one.
Number.
Hold on,
I'm in the right. This is about number 75. Somewhere
come
in that
on,
range.
Be accurate here.
I just pick a one in the 70s around about. Gloria McLean. Congratulations. Yay. You have won our iLab.
Any relation to
speaker.
Pratt and?
I don't know.
McLean from that band was my geometry teacher. But congratulations, Gloria.
Oh, she's in the United States Air Force.
Awesome. That's
where?
Good.
That's what I'm trying to find out now.
All right, so have her call us, or we'll call her at 888-302-3684. I'd like to talk to her and congratulate her.
Yeah,
a $300 iLoud Bluetooth speaker. Gloria, what's your last name again?
Gloria McLean.
Gloria, what a great name.
Yeah, that is a good name.
Gloria McLean, congratulations to you for winning the speaker. Pretty easy. Facebook.com/good day. It's a good way for us to give things away that we have, so help yourself. When we were working on more things, I think I have a deal with Disney. We're going to be doing a lot of stuff with Disney, and we'll bring in our Facebook friends for that. So you might want to make sure that you tell other people, share with others how neat it is to have a Facebook connection to Facebook.com/good day show. Mr. Obama in the news today. What a shocker. President in the news. He's going to announce a pair of moves that his administration says will strengthen enforcement of equal pay laws for women. This after it was disclosed yesterday that the White House discriminates against women. There are many people in the White House, men and women, obviously. I think, what did we? There's like 1,000 people, Kenny, right? Working in the White House, isn't it? Something like that, Richie? Seems to me there's 1,000 people that work
even more between the Blair House,
between the old executive building, in the building itself, between the old executive, the vice president's staff is in the old executive building, and the first lady's staff is in the old executive building, and a lot of the rest of the admin staff is in the old executive building.
So go figure. The president or the administration has a problem paying women the same as men, but yet they want to make sure that federal contractors will have to pay the same amount of money. Anyway, there also is an executive order, say it again, Doug, that will ban these contractors from retaliating against the employees who discuss their compensation.
I don't get that one.
Well, when you compare with Fred, how much Fred's making versus how much you're making, and then Fred makes trouble because you're making more than Fred is, and that was something that was banned. Well, I think... This is
so
really,
the argument has been thrown out there recently that all of this is misconstrued.
Uh-huh.
That if you compare exact job for exact job, that the paid differential really is not, there is no difference in what you make, and that men have what they should be looking at is the ability to get the jobs, because if you look at apple to apple, it's the same, but it's more like an apple and a pear that they're comparing because of the job availability.
It's not the government's business, frankly, what you get paid, what I get paid.
For them to legislate this.
Well, it's not even not going through the legislative process. It's an executive order. Right. I declare you will, from this point henceforth, do what I want you to do.
Maryland yesterday just passed the minimum wage law. By 2018, it will be up to 10.10, and it jumps to like 7.50.
What is it right now, Rich?
I don't know.
It's more than seven.
I don't pay anybody minimum wage.
No.
So I don't know. All of my employees start out at, I don't know, I guess at least $4 over minimum wage. Even if you're a part-timer that only works one shift a week, you start out $4 or $5 over minimum wage here. So I don't know.
Richie, you're a hero.
Thank you. I know what it takes to keep good people. Nobody has to tell me or force me to pay somebody what it takes. I know that if I pay somebody...
Are you hiring?
As a matter of fact, I am. I just interviewed two people last week.
Well, there you go.
And they'll work one shift a week, and I'll pay them. All they do is they come in here, and they work for a few hours and do production. They start out at $12 an hour. I know that if I pay them $9 or $10 an hour, that they won't stay. Mm. But at $12 an hour for a couple of shifts a week, it's worth it to
them.
It's
worth the training, right?
Yeah.
What this does between this rule, that is minimum wage rule, and the health care thing, there are, so far 500,000-700,000 jobs that have been cast aside because of this sort of thing. And that's what it produces. It may produce something better for those who can afford to pay more, but it just gets into it's sort of the rack and the ruin of the fabric of our society to be told. Well, there's just so many examples. I go off here. I get to the point of being so exasperated every time you turn around, no matter what. If you're in business for yourself, there's another damnable federal or state regulation.
Yeah, the government doesn't want you to be in business for yourself. They want you to be with them. Yeah, They're growing the government.
That ruins the country more than it has been ruined. This country is in...
The power should be in the private sector.
I don't want to go down the road that Ed Schultz did yesterday, but man, every once in a while, I was at the day before, whenever he went out, I think it was yesterday.
I think it was yesterday, too. I got an email about yesterday.
So but I feel like using those words because I'm just so fed up with trying day after day after day to run a business and have these idiots, two businesses. I was going to talk about the food safety rules. I started talking about this last week. More news from the Food and Drug Administration proposing a regulation. I said it would threaten happy hour for my cows. Few Americans realize the byproducts of the beer actually help feed dairy cows and beef cattle around the country. If you drink beer from any brewery. Your habit helps to feed cows, and my cows here locally, and cows all across the country. Proposed rule from the FBA aims to ensure the safety of animal feed. Not worried about the beer you're drinking, Richie. It's the animal feed, part of the new food safety reform law signed by the president in 2011, includes new regulatory requirements that could make the practice cost prohibitive, sending grains from beer and whiskey into landfills. That is a very good. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it, huh? Meanwhile, Anheuser-Busch has told the government, you can forget, you can sue us. We're going to continue to do what we're doing. If you promulgate these rules, we're still going to do what we were doing before, because you can't prove to anybody that there's a danger. And I'm glad to hear that, because that's what I said at a hearing about the same thing here in Massachusetts last week. So, something more, again, the government this and the government that, blah, 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 blah. Jennifer will update us on the situation regarding television. And Barbara Walters has said for the 14th time she's going to retire. When will that be?
This time she's serious.
Jennifer is going to tell us in a moment here on Good Day.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Now just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-322-1427. That's 1-800-322-1427. Call now. 1-800-322-1427.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
There was 56 channels and nothing on.
All right, Jennifer.
All right, Dougie.
Shall we have Barbara Walters actually announcing? You want to hear that?
Because she's been teasing us for about a year with her retirement plans.
All right.
But she announced yesterday, yes?
You want to
is she going to tell us? Oh, I would love this.
We're
going to
hear the audio of it. Michael, play cut 801.
You may remember that last spring I said I would leave daily television in a year. So here we are. It's almost 1 year later. And I have decided that Friday, May 16th, will be my final appearance on The View as a co-host.
Oh. Are they clapping because she's leaving? All right, so there she is. All right, so what's the outshoot of all of this? This is not exactly a
not much, but they're going to need to find someone else to join the table.
A couple more people.
Yeah, because they are only down to Jenny, Sherry, and Whoopi. But Barbara joked that she still will stay on in her role as executive producer on The View, which means she could continue to watch Bill Getty, who's the other co-producer, with whom I've worked for more than 25 years, get older and balder as I get blonder, which I thought was kind of cute. So I'm sure they will do lots of tributes to Baba.
Who cares?
George Stephanopoulos, not happy about what's going on over at Good Morning America. Since Sam Champion and Josh Elliott left, he feels like that he's being overrun by women, and he thinks that maybe, I think this is kind of sexist, that GMA will do more fluff pieces and less hard news, so he
so
wants to get out
equal,
of there.
Women in the news equal fluff.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks a lot, George.
There you go, George.
He wants to be considered to replace Diane Sawyer when she steps down at World
sounds
News
like
tonight.
His ego is really getting the best of him.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
Hey, Dougie, did you ever watch The Rockford Files?
Yes, I love The Rockford Files.
Well, this was like a best drama series on TV for a long time. It's going to get remade into a theatrical feature starring Vince Vaughn.
As Vince Vaughn as Rockford?
Yeah.
What a horrible way.
Oh, no.
No, that's horrible. That's a terrible idea. Awful.
No?
No. Okay. 51 after on Good Day.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Doug Sheffin's Good Day program with a focus on the skies, the heavens, what's up above. If you're interested in alignment, we're going to figure out. We're talking about chiropractic alignment.
I was going to say, I could use an adjustment.
Yes, you could. Couldn't we all? Yeah, wait a minute here. So stand by for news from the heavens, and it's not like Noah looking up to the sky and seeing things. This is stuff that will, this kind of puts everything in our solar system into perspective, if you know what I mean. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is, no matter what I use on this dry, itchy red skin, I can't stop.
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the. Plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the for good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
When you had to write a paper on Abraham Lincoln, you didn't write it the night before it was due. You wrote it on the way to school that morning. And sure, it had bus handwriting, but you had one heck of a weekend. Deadlines have never scared you. They're dead. What can they do? And now you've only got a few days left to do your taxes, and you're not even breaking a sweat. Because you know you can get on TurboTax whenever you want, answer a few questions about your year, and finish your taxes at the exact minute you planned. The last minute. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet. It lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 tax info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
This portion of the program brought to you in part by Intuit TurboTax. How many people pronounce it? Is it Intuit or Intuit? Intuit.
I say Intuit.
Intuit? Intuit. Anyway, TurboTax is an amazing product, and you're capable of doing most anything and everything when it comes to putting your taxes together. Today is the 7th. And so we have, a week? It's a week from today. Today's the 8th? Oh, yeah, it is the 8th. Thank you, Michael. By the way, who asked you?
He's just here for accuracy.
Sorry, I didn't mean to correct you, sir.
Sure you did. All right, and it was a good thing you did, because I don't want to sound like I don't know what the heck is going on. Anyway, a week from today, the money is due. Tax returns aren't, but the money is. Otherwise, you get penalized. Meanwhile, the Earth, the Sun, Mars, the Moon. If you are a sky watcher, you get a rare treat tonight. Mars, the Earth, and the Sun will be arranged in a nearly straight line. This happens every couple of years. Mars reaches a point in its orbit called opposition, when the planet lies directly opposite the Sun in the sky. This means that Mars...
People go wacky, or are we okay?
No, this is a very interesting astrological month. Very interesting astrological month. Mars rises near sunset, remains visible all night long as it moves nearly overhead across the night sky. It moves very quickly. It's interesting. Bright orange, bright burnt orange color. So if you look up in the sky, you won't see a bird or plane or Superman, but you'll see this bright burned orange color. The Mars Exploration Program reports that it'll be 10 times brighter than anything else in the sky, other than the moon, which is, what, about halfway through its cycle, I think, at the moment. So think about that, and then, again, put into perspective. I get off on this very easily and very frequently, understanding or trying to understand what it's all about, how big things are, and how little we think in terms of like a big ship that crosses the ocean. Huge. Look at that huge ship, people say. Oh, look at that huge airplane. Look at that huge building when you go to New York. Look at the huge whatever. And then you put it in perspective, and it's nothing, as are most things and beings on the planet, even though we like to teach. See, this is something that I feel sort of is oxymoronic. We want to teach people to feel important or feel good about themselves. But maybe as you think about how small you really are we really? It's a question that doesn't get answered easily. Are we really that important? Is it important that UConn beat Kentucky last night? Some people it is, but and the as far as eternity is concerned, you think that the people on Mars care?
I mean, we're small, but without every person doing what they're supposed to do.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.